Miss Opal Lee is 90 years old and a Fort Worth, Texas resident. And she is walking to D.C. You heard me right. She's 90 years old and walking to D.C. to urge the United States Congress to sign into law Juneteenth as a national day of observance. And she wants to get there before the president leaves office. And she's on the phone right now. Miss Opal Lee, good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Aww.
And where are you today?
I'm in Fort Smith, Arkansas, with my friend Charlotte Tisdale. I think you've mentioned her project here in Fort Smith. She has a food pantry.
Uh-huh. And you started your walk when?
September 1st.
And why, ma'am?
Well, I started out thinking I needed to see the president. I needed to see President Obama and ask him why, on all the 8 years that he's been in office, that he's not said a word about the 19th of June. Mind you, when he was a senator in
Illinois,
he embraced it, but we've not heard anything from him. And so okay. If an old lady started out walking, maybe somebody would take notice. Let him know I want to see him. Hope that he would give me an audience. Mind you, I've met him 3 times, and I've been to both inaugurations, but I've not had a sit-down talk with him. I just need a few minutes.
And your effort is to bring national holiday status to Juneteenth.
Yes, and some people don't seem to know about Juneteenth, even though 45 states in these United States have it as a state holiday. Of course, it began in Texas when we were told 2.5 years after everybody else knew about it that we were free. And when General Gordon Granger nailed what was considered General Order Number 3 to the door of Reedy Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church, people coming in from work or going to service saw that and started celebrating, and we've been celebrating ever since.
Bless your heart. Now, Miss Opal Lee, how many children and grandchildren do you have?
Son, I've got acres. I have 4 children, uh-huh. And I remember 27 grandchildren. Then those grandchildren have children, and they have children. I've got 2 or 3 great-grands.
What do they think about your walk?
Well, they said, let her go.
They tried to get you to stop doing something else before, and they just don't let her go.
Let her go.
But, are you married?
I'm a widow.
Okay.
I'm wanting people to be aware that Juneteenth, slaves didn't free themselves. And it's just not a black thing. We had abolitionists. We had Jews. We had whites. We had blacks who did all kinds of things, held lectures and did everything to make people aware of freeing the slaves. So it's
okay. How many miles are you? How many miles are you doing a day? And when do you expect to get to Washington D.C.?
Well, what happened? I started out thinking I could do 5 miles a day. You know, 5 in the morning and 5 in the evening. But the body
from Fort Worth to D.C.?
Yes, the body says you can do 2 in the morning and you can do 2 in the evening, and that's the best we're gonna do for you. So
okay.
That's
Body's
what I
do. Saying that?
Is
the body still saying it?
I didn't hear you.
Is the body still saying you can do the 2 and 2 now?
Yeah. I can do that.
At that rate.
At that rate, I'd probably get there next year sometimes. But this is symbolic. Wherever I'm asked, just like they asked me to come, Charlotte asked me to come to Fort Smith, I've been asked to go to... I was in Shreveport. I've been to Texarkana. I'm going to St. Louis. The Chicago people who are associated with Juneteenth will come to St. Louis, and wherever I'm asked, I will go and do the 2 miles in the morning and two in the afternoon.
So you are getting a ride.
Every night, yeah, you know, like from Fort Worth to Box Springs and Joppa, I walked that.
Okay.
Okay.
90
you're
years
tremendous
old.
Tremendous shape. If you're doing 4 miles, you got to be in tremendous shape, man.
I don't know what kind of shape I'm in, but I know the Lord has given me the strength.
Amen.
And I'm wanting to hear from the president. I'm wanting Congress to give us an audience, and we are asking for 100,000 signatures. 100,000 signatures we need on a petition that's online. Yeah. And people use the computer if they give us the signature, and then they got to get the confirmation. I know that the children tell me they get hits, but they just, whatever that is.
Yes.
And then they don't get the confirmation, so it doesn't count.
Okay. You are a delight. Good luck to you.
So I love your passion. Miss Opal Lee of Fort Worth, Texas, walking to D.C.
Let her go. That's a great T-shirt. You need a T-shirt. We'll get you some T-shirts printed up. Let her go.
Thank you. Thank
God bless you.
Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.